Oh, sure, I have. I suppose that's, I mean, when I started running the county seniors in the earlier years, I was kind of part of a successful East Cork team back in the early 80s. Even though I was a precursor, I'd have ran the junior men's race 3 years prior to that. So I suppose I'd have another 3 years running junior with the 40, which was held in conjunction with the senior race. There's good memories and certainly good memories. I suppose there's one which stands out in particular then as well, one that I nearly didn't get to. There was floods on the way to Bendon back in the early 90s, and it was remarkable that it was held at all the same day. The weather was so bad, but it went ahead, and I was fortunate enough to get down there.
Dennis, it's some display of consistency year after year to be able to tug out, run at the County Senior Championships for four decades, and now to be on the eve of running the centenary one, year 41 tomorrow for you.
Yeah, it looks giant to say. I mean, I'm delighted to be able to still do it, but I suppose my younger days was probably the days when I was running a bit better, and now I'm just quite happy to get around, and I'll probably hang up the spikes after this one, certainly running county seniors anyway, because it's a young man's sport. It's a very competitive race. The numbers are small, but there is a very, very intense team competition there every year. You have the three lads running for the gold, silver and bronze individual medals, but you have another half dozen guys fighting out for another 12 medals after that in team competition. And in the last number of years there, I suppose it has been somewhat dominated by my own club in East Cork. They have a remarkable record, really, since the club was formed in 85. They're after winning 21 of those, and Lee Vale would have surpassed that, even though they'd be an older club. They were formed back in 67. Lee Vale would have 27 titles. So it's a race that means a lot to a lot of people. You know, it's there's a great tradition with it. There's been everything from sub-4 minute milers after winning this race up to Olympians. And I suppose there was a bit of research done that I'd be unaware of this being the centenary year myself, only for a lot of research carried out by a good friend of mine, Liam Fleming, back in Ballinasgarty. He published a book back in 2012, which chronicalised the whole history of the race. So I suppose if anybody really has a huge interest in it, it's all there to be seen in Liam's book. And the race, you know, it's well organised by the county board. It's not the easiest thing to put on. You have to get your stewards, you have to get your entries in, and everything else that goes with road races is the same for a cross-country race.
And I know you mentioned research there, and I know yourself and your colleague Liam O'Brien have been involved again. You're two great men for keeping records and for keeping stats. That's a very special part of your athletics memories as well, I'm sure, Dennis.
Yeah, well, I suppose I do have a deep interest in the sport. It goes back a number of years. I'd be kind of conscious of, you know, people that will say, people, there's been Olympians I mentioned there, Joe West back in the 1950s, and Robbie Heffernan won one, an international race walker, and Liam O'Brien would have won one as well, an Olympian. Sub-4 minute milers, lads like Ken Nathan. I'd also be very conscious of the team contest where one of our own lads, Dunico O'Mahony, originally from Ratmore down in Kerry, ran with us here in East Cork for a good number of years, and he would have won 15 team medals. He would have been on 15 East Cork winning teams. And then you'd have the likes of Donnie Welch, only one behind it, another Olympian from 1972. Donnie would have 14 team medals, won as well, which is remarkable going. And the ladies then as well, you'd have the ladies' championship wouldn't be quite as old. It only goes back to 1968, but it has been running concurrently since then alongside the men's race. Sorry, I said 68, I must stand corrected there. It's 1966 when a girl called Catherine Barry won it. And then there was it was dominated for a good number of years then by Louise Kavanagh, who ran with UCC. She won a total of 9 titles as well. So, but the race itself has a remarkable history, really, because it was originally organised by, there was different athletic organisations in Ireland over the years. Originally, it was ran by the NACA up to 1967, and after that, the NACA had to stand down more or less. And there was a new organisation founded, BLE, back in 1967. The reason being for that is that it was really political, more so than anything. But you couldn't run in Olympic Games because the 32 counties weren't recognised, so a separate body was set up in 1967. And that served athletics then right up to 2000. But the interesting thing is the NACA didn't really stand down at all. They continued, so we actually had two county senior championships in Cork between 1968 and 1998. And after that, then there was a unity, there was a truce, more or less, and the two organisations came under the banner of the Athletic Association of Ireland, which serves the sport right up to the present day.
That's a remarkable timeline, Dennis, and you've been a remarkable man. All those stats, all those facts, all those memories. On the eve of tomorrow and the centenary of the Cork County Senior and your 41st race, what's your abiding thought and your abiding feeling? I'm sure you must be very proud to be at the start line again and some really top names there tomorrow.
Certainly proud to be able to compete in 40 of them, and I suppose tomorrow I'd be looking forward to a good race again. I suppose it's kind of hard to preempt who's going to be there, but I would know from our own perspective that we'll have our strongest team out there. We'd be calling the likes of Michael Harty, who's the reigning champion at 42 years of age, which is a remarkable age really for a man to win a Cork County Senior. Michael's in great fettle at the moment, and I was only talking to him the other day, and he's up for this, and I'm sure he'll be challenged by some of the younger lads. Paul Hartnett will be running from East Cork, who would have his father would have been a Cork senior hurler in the past, John. And we'll also have Timmy O'Donoghue, who's after winning three or four titles the last 4 or 5 years as well. He's probably concentrating marathon running, but again, being a good true clubman, he'll be out there tomorrow. So hopefully we'll have a full-strength team, and I'm no doubt we'll be well challenged by some of the others, like Leavell. I'm sure we'll have a strong team out there. And Talker, I believe, we're regrouping this year. They'd be previous winners in the past, and I'm sure they'll have a team out there as well as St. Finbarr's and maybe a few other clubs as well.
Great, Dennis. Listen, that is super. You're